Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, too, because I got John Deeney right here on the show. That's right. Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, is back. John is one of the top alternative board franchisees in the galaxy, operating out of the San Antonio area. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He's becoming an expert on boomers and what they're doing with their businesses, and he's here to talk to us about that very subject. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So, how you been? Have you been? John, are you there?
I'll be in response.
There we go. I got you now. I'm sorry. I lost you for a second there. Hey, John, talk to us about the boomers. There are 78 million of us. Do we know how many of boomers own businesses?
If you talk about businesses the way I look at them, which is people with employees, they are about 6 million out of the 9 million small businesses with employees in the United States.
So two-thirds of the businesses with employees in the United States are boomers.
Yes. I don't know how many of the home-based and internet businesses might be boomers, too.
I got you.
But of those businesses, about two-thirds of those folks are, let's see, what would the youngest boomers be now, 48 or older?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
And so you know, when you, depending upon which SBA research report you read, that's responsible for those 9 million businesses are responsible for the creation of between 62% and 67% of the jobs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, leaves boomers responsible for about 40-45% of the jobs in America.
And over the next generation, those people are going to be heading off into the sunset.
They're starting already.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a major change in not only in the whole structure of exiting for boomers, because those who are, and there's many, many of them that I work with, those who believe that they will work until their late 60s or early 70s, and then when they feel like moving on, they'll stick a for sale sign in the front lawn, and somebody will give them enough money to retire on,
mm-hmm.
maybe in for a dramatic rethink.
Well, the truth is that's been kind of a myth for a while now.
Yeah, small businesses don't sell that well. Yeah. I mean, for the last 10 or 12
it's,
years,
it's hard to sell. It's hard to successfully sell a small business and walk away with a pile of money. It's very hard.
The number from the International Business Brokers Association is about 1 out of 5 small businesses that are listed for sale actually sell to a third party.
And that doesn't mean that the person walked away with a pot of money either. That just means the transaction happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It could be owner financed. It could be an earnout. It could be a whole variety of things.
Well, in fact, I don't know how many times, and I know you've seen this yourself. The person selling, the retiree, the seller of the business. Actually finds out that the real estate that the business is in is where their real equity is, not so much the business.
Oh, sure, especially with the run-up in real estate during the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a number of people approach me with, campgrounds, for instance, you know, where they've got a beautiful, rural setting for a campground, but, mm-hmm. you know, the entire area around them is being cut up into acre lots for McMansions.
Right.
And they say, I want to sell my campground,
uh-huh.
and I want full value for it, for the real estate, but I don't want it cut up into housing lots. Well, that's a very different valuation from, you know, a campground business,
right,
which doesn't generate that much profit.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom, back to the boomer situation. We've got say 6 million. Now think about that, folks. Over the next 20 years, 6 million, starting, you know, beginning right now, 6 million businesses will be pretty much in play, and who's going to buy them? How are those job businesses going to get replaced? Are they going to become obsolete? Is technology going to disrupt those businesses, make them, you know, create a paradigm shift where that business is no longer even valid? We're seeing that too. We're going to get John to help us some more with this after these messages. What are the answers? He has the answer. John is the answer, man. John Dini and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.